Dear sons and daughters of the Catholic Church in Scotland, Sacred Scripture bears eloquent witness to the unshakable faith which one generation of mankind to the next placed in God. From the time of Abraham onwards, through the centuries, that truth remained firmly founded on God's promise to send a Savior who would deliver his people. Of all the expressions of faith, none was more spontaneous than that uttered by Andrew, the fisherman of Galilee. "We have found the Messiah." So profound was the impression Jesus made upon him and their first encounter that early next morning, Andrew met his brother and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means the Christ. And he took Simon to Jesus. Jesus looked hard at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Kephas, meaning rock." It was Andrew, the heavenly patron of your beloved Scotland, who introduced Peter to Jesus. Today marks another significant moment in the history of our salvation. The successor of Peter comes to visit the spiritual children of Andrew. We are bound one to another by a supernatural brotherhood stronger than that of blood. Here and now we testify that we profess that identical faith in Jesus, and we firmly hope that we too can lead others to him. This common profession of faith is the compelling motive behind my pastoral visit to your homeland. Dear brothers and sisters, we are gathered here on this Scottish hillside to celebrate Mass. Are we not like those first disciples and followers who sat at the feet of Jesus on the hillside near Capernaum. What did Jesus teach them? What does our divine master wish to teach us, each and every one of us, today? With words simple and clear, Jesus outlined the requirements for admission to his heavenly kingdom. He offered reflections on every aspect of daily life. Jesus proposed a new concept of living. In the short introductory phrases to his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus sounded the keynote of the new era he had come to proclaim. The new spirit is to be gentle, general, simple, and above all, sincere. To avoid being arrogant, censorious, or self-seeking, the disciples of the new kingdom must seek happiness even amidst poverty, deprivation, tears, and oppression. To aim for the kingdom requires a radical change in outlook, in mentality, in behavior, in relations with others. Just as the law was revealed to Moses on Mount Sinai, so in this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, the new lawgiver, offers to all mankind a new way of life, a charter of Christian life. It is this loving fatherhood of God which pervades every word of Jesus. Throughout this discourse, he appeals to his listeners to respond to the Father with a response of filial love. Everyone who will be animated by this new spirit is a child of God. This is not the spirit of slaves bringing fear into our lives again. It is the spirit of sons, and it makes us cry out, Abba, Father. Love can ask more than fear can demand. Love will be the mainspring of the new era. Jesus affirmed this on a later occasion, saying, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him. It is essential for us to understand that Jesus has a specific task in life for each and every one of us. Each one of us is handpicked, called by name by Jesus. There is no one among us who does not have a divine vocation. Now, this is what St. Paul wrote in his letter to the Ephesians, which was proclaimed a few moments ago. Each one of us has been given our own share of grace, given as Christ allotted it. And to some, his gift was that they should be apostles, to some prophets, to some evangelists, to some pastors and teachers, so that the saints make a unity in the work of service. First and foremost, God has called us into existence. He has called us to be. He has called us through His Son, Jesus Christ, to a knowledge of Himself as our loving Father. He has called us to be His children. He has called us to fulfill His eternal plan in our individual lives with Jesus as our guide. He has called us to be co-heirs with Jesus of His heavenly kingdom. What God, our Father, is offering us through His Son is a new life as His real children with Jesus for our brother. A pressing call to live, to love, to labor for the coming of His kingdom. And less bewildered at what we must do, we hesitate. Jesus offers to be Himself our guide and says, "Come, follow me."